Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right, let's go around the NFL right here. And there's a lot of different places to get to. So I will start with the least important of all of those, which is Thursday Night Football tonight. And the reason why I say that, Jets, Patriots, are you ready for this AFC South or AFC East rather matchup, John Lopez?
Hey, the Jets are on a heater, man.
Are they
on a one-game win streak?
One-game win streak. We are stretching the boundaries of the worst streak.
What do the Patriots have to think about? Something to think about.
Remember, whose streak is going to end first tonight?
Oh yeah, Clash of the Titans.
Apparently, this is a 12.5-point spread in favor of.
Oh, I didn't even look at
the
that
Patriots.
One. Yeah.
Wait, wow. For what? I know it's not a survival pool because you lost week one.
For fun.
Oh, just generally. I was like, I know it ain't no survival. I mean, it would be straight up in a survival pool anyways.
Yeah.
But yes, I'm not going to lie.
Look at those Jets.
This feels like this is, actually, maybe I'm wrong because I was going to say this feels like it's primed for, I'm not paying attention to this. Mm-hmm. However, this is actually primed for, why is this game so close? Right? Like, this is what this is set up as, is that game that you're looking around, maybe you check Twitter or you check your whatever your sports box score app of choice is, and you go, wait, hold on, this is only 7 points?
Yeah. I wish I could have that mindset because the Jets offense is awful, man. Yeah. Yeah.
Literally, the pass offense is 32nd in the league.
Dude, they had like 25 yards of offense last time and won the game.
Yeah, this is Justin Fields' time, man.
He will indeed start, even though Aaron Glenn, it's pulling teeth getting it out of him. Mm-hmm. But that is who will start in that game. Yeah, you won't. Let's just say tomorrow during around the NFL when Beast got sitting in, might not be a lot of conversation about this one.
No, I'm curious. Do you think the game will be clear cut over by halftime?
I mean,
when you get to halftime, you're like, man, this game is over.
Well, we thought that this past weekend here.
I think it will.
Come on, it's the Jets, though,
I know.
And not only is it that, like, I think that you look at the way that this this Patriots team is humming. Like, this Patriots team is humming.
And they own the Jets.
Right, Travion Henderson toting the raw ball really well. Something that we haven't talked about a lot, Stephon Diggs seems like he is perfectly
suited. I'm glad you brought that up.
Yeah.
For what they're doing offensively with Drake May.
Where the hell was that last year, man?
Well, he got injured. That's where it was.
And it wasn't there before he got injured.
Yeah.
That's one of the things, sorry, don't mean to go here, but we're going here, with the seeming revisionist history with the Bobby Slowick thing where just let Bobby go. I'm like, hey, man, we saw the places at which it felt like you should have been getting a lot more out of what was happening there. I know that our guys on the drive, Ron and Clint, will maybe point to what governors were placed upon Bobby Slowick.
Right.
I'm not here for that nearly
to
the degree.
I'm sure it was both.
Maybe I'm not saying that is not going to be a factor in there, but I mean, you're seeing all the people go forth and prosper in different facets to the
man,
point
we're
where,
talking Jets Patriots a lot.
You're welcome. Hey, look, I was going to try and make some things happen there. All right. Is that enough?
No.
Is that your sign that we need to move this thing along?
Hey, it's a good, I mean, you got some good stuff to watch with the Patriots though.
Yeah.
You can watch a little Drake May.
They've beaten the
Henderson.
Jets.
That is a what is a 8-2 Patriots team.
8-2
Like what a place that we're in, man.
Yeah. And yeah. What a turnaround too, man. Mm-hmm. It's my favorite. Yeah.
Yeah, glad he's doing it over there instead of with the Titans. Appreciate that. Mm-hmm. Another way to get
thanks,
the
Amy
Titans.
Adams.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah. Appreciate you. All right, some other things around the NFL. I just want to bring you this audio because the A.J. Brown thing, it just keeps giving. Mm-hmm. It's one of those things where I still refuse to look at him as some level of malcontent, interestingly enough. And yet and still, the Eagles.
The turnaround too, man.
Yeah, it's quickly.
Pretty good. Offensively, the Eagle or not offensively, pretty good just as a team, mm-hmm. but offensively continues to be an issue no matter what under Nick Sirianni. And here's AJ Brown. I would like to take you first to a stream that was happening. I believe he was a guest on a stream. I don't think it was his in particular. However, you hear
he's a pretty famous guy that is a gamer.
And let me tell you, don't know.
I didn't know either. I
don't know.
And all these damn guys is famous in some type of way that we don't know.
Apparently, they have a history, so they're pretty comfortable with each other.
Sure. And I think that. In the current landscape, all these players finding the various different places where they're comfortable, we're mm-hmm. getting so much more out of them than we previously did.
Yeah.
But this was AJ Brown on this stream where he was letting fantasy football owners know might be time to move on.
I promise you, you might get 200, and I ain't trolling.
Hey. If you got me on fantasy, man, get rid of me.
Cut me.
The dude, the streamer chuckled. AJ, he meant that.
Dead serious.
He meant that. He meant that with all his heart and most of his kidney. That's how that came across. Dead serious. And when, you know, practice happened and the media was there to be able to talk to him after, he stood on it.
Yeah.
Was there any perspective or explanation that maybe you wanted to give everyone for some context behind those comments?
Which context? Which comments are you referring to?
I believe it was a Twitch stream where you said you alluded to the fact that you weren't totally happy or things weren't going well work-wise.
Yeah. I think I think that's fair. I think if you got eyes, you can see that. You know? The same things I've been saying all season. You know, so me making light of my situation on Twitch with my friend, you know, that's something I'm not apologizing for, you know, because like I said, if you got eyes, you can see that. And so that's me trying to like laugh through my situation.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in and half the time I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This is... Actually, he called it on the stream. We didn't play this part, but he called it a bleep show. What's going on with the Eagles? And then
what's their record?
Yeah,
I've never seen anything like this, or at least not to this magnitude. Mm-hmm.
So as of right now, the Eagles are
7-2.
Seven and two.
I've never seen anything like this.
Is that three and a half games clear of the next best team in their division, which is the Dallas Cowboys.
But the thing is, he's right.
100%. Yeah. He's right. Their point differential is a +26. Yeah. You want to know who has a better point differential than that? the Houston Texans at +54, right?
Oh,
like,
man.
there are a number of teams that are doing better offensively. They are being carried by their defense. Mm-hmm. This felt very J.K. Dobbins-esque from A.J. Brown, because he's right, right? Yeah. They have an abundance of talent offensively. Saquon Barkley, A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith, who had a fantastic game in this past weekend. And it just feels like they are getting mediocre offensive results from it.
Yeah.
And it is right for him. I know that, you know, wide receivers are qualified or classified rather as divas. And to some extent, maybe that's the case that he wants the football, but also he's getting to a larger issue that is 100% there.
He is absolutely right. Yeah.
Yeah. So do you anticipate this getting fixed?
I anticipate them feeding him the ball. I really do.
Feeding who the ball?
A.J. Brown.
I don't think that they do.
You don't think they do?
I don't think, because this is a number of years.
They have to have
they've
him.
Done this dance back and forth a number of years.
Hey, he been kind of loud all season long.
They have to have him. They
I'm
can't
at
lose
this
him.
Point. Don't drop him on fantasy then.
I would heed the man's advice, because he's been doing this a little while. He's telling you a little something about what's going on here.
Sirianni, is he the, actually kind of is, isn't he?
I want it noted. It wasn't me.
Yeah,
I didn't bring it up.
Isn't Sirianni? He kind of is the guy that would say, "I'll show you." Right?
What do you mean when it comes to
feed him because of the stuff that has been said?
Like in theory, because he'd be going back and forth with fans and stuff.
Yeah, I could kind of see that, especially with them being 7-2.
Yeah,
and they're winning even without A.J. Brown.
Yeah,
I could kind of see that.
By the way, Nick Sirianni's response to this makes an appearance in Buy or Sell It.
Well, that's fun.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's rough up there. And yes, this is part of why I will never fully let go of my Sirianni disrespect. Because again, you're an offensive mind. Why does this keep happening?
Yeah.
Why does this keep popping up? All right. Some other things around the NFL, and it's worth noting that Football Talk on Sports Radio 610 is presented by Paramount Plus, streaming on November 16th, just 3 days from today. On Paramount Plus, it's the return of Landman. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, Academy Award winner Billy Bob Thornton is back. And then it's also featuring Academy Award nominees Demi Moore, Andy Garcia, and Sam Elliott. That's Landman. New season streaming November 16th only on Paramount Plus. Earlier on in the week, Sean McDermott, who is one of those coaches that I think is in an interesting place with the Bills, we'll be seeing them relatively soon next week. In fact, a week from today, you'll be seeing the Bills here in Houston. He said earlier in the week that he has confidence in Joe Brady. And this comes up because Brian Daboll was fired. That's a man who had previously been the offensive coordinator there in Buffalo. He was the guy on whose watch Josh Allen became the Josh Allen that we came to know, the dude that ultimately becomes an MVP. So people are like, hey, Daboll's available. You going to go get him? Sean McDermott shows his confidence in Joe Brady. Is this the right look for Sean McDermott?
Well, it's the right look, but is it what he's really thinking?
I think it is.
Is the question?
I think it is. I think it was
thing to say is no. We like our guy.
Is it Tyler Dunn who is the who does a lot of coverage of the NFL with his Go Long Substack, I believe, or whatever newsletter? It's a very good one that's referenced frequently. I think on the morning show with Sean and Seth, he was alluding to the fact that it was kind of an oil and water situation there between Daboll and McDermott when he was there. Just kind of different personalities, not necessarily that they were on a different, wavelength football-wise, but just kind of different personalities. So I could get that. But this did bring up to me, especially after all of the conversations about Brian Daboll and would he be an offensive coordinator that the Texans should look at? Is there a place that you think of for him to land ultimately? Is there a place that you're actually thinking of him landing?
For Daboll? Man, I've lost a lot of confidence in him just overall. Now, play caller, maybe he's that guy, that is fit to be a coordinator but not a head coach. I wouldn't have a lot of confidence in it.
Yeah, it's one of those interesting places. I've seen things kind of like people bringing up the fact that he has Penn State ties. Like, could he get that Penn State job? So I've seen people talk about like pairing him with maybe like a defensive head coach.
Taking the reins.
And because, offensive coordinator there and, handling that offense in that place. Daboll continues to confound me in some ways because I don't know how much to value him as an offensive play caller. Like, clearly he was there when it came to Josh Allen, but I don't know that I attribute that to him We saw what happened with Daniel Jones under him, and it looked better, but I don't know, again, how much to say that that is him creating that with Daniel Jones, especially seeing Daniel Jones come and do this now on the backside of it after they decided to walk away from him. But he does seem to have a level of experience and capability where the desire should be there, I imagine. He does.
My confidence level in him as a coordinator, though, has dropped. And I guess the Daniel Jones thing is probably the biggest factor, if I had to guess.
Possibly. Yeah. So we'll see what that looks like. I just found that to be interesting. But, yeah, the Bills feel good about Joe Brady, even though, you know, that they don't run the ball consistently necessarily. That's one of those things that's been an issue the last couple of years. And you remember Joe Brady was the dude that got this thing humming when they fired Ken Dorsey out of nowhere a few years back. And I thought that was a bad move in the moment. Ended up looking good. It almost feels like in sports and particularly in football, you make a move and it's good, but it's only really good for a moment, right? It'll eventually come bad at some point. It's just how long does it take?
It depends. Some of them are kind of exposed, that it has to be a particular set of circumstances for them to thrive. And then when they get out of that, I mean, we're familiar with that here, that it doesn't work.
Yeah. Some other things around the NFL. I forgot to make mention of this yesterday. Junior, as I like to call him, Marvin's son, out there in Arizona, he apparently had to deal with, he had a little bit of a surgery. He's going to be out this weekend. I mentioned the Giants. I actually, instead of moving away from that, I should stay there. Jameis being the starter.
Jameis.
It's already paying dividends out there because he will indeed start. We talked about this yesterday, and I think that we had gotten to the point that not only is he the number two quarterback, but Jackson Dart looked like he would not be going this weekend, so it will be Jameis starting. So Jameis was put in front of the media, and Jameis did what Jameis do.
I want fans to know that I'm going to do my best. You know, obviously, I'm going to have fun, but I'm going to execute, have a surgical execution, and just play ball, man. Like, this is something I've been doing since I've been 4 years old, and I just get to do it in the greatest city in the world. I'm going to be saying it with my son. It's the greatest city in the world. Yeah, that's a Hamilton reference, if y'all don't know. Yeah, 10-year reunion.
Why is he like this?
He's the best. Absolutely the best. And my favorite part might not be the singing. It might be a surgical precision.
Like, who are you trying to convince here, Jameis?
I'm going to be surgical out there.
Like, it's too much. You know, like, I feel like
it's not too much.
He's overpromising in that moment.
No, it's not too much. Like, he might be overpromising, but it's not too much.
It is too much. It is too much. I would say that. However, it don't matter because people are going to eat it up all the way around. All right, and then real quick before we go here, I did want to make mention of this. Because this one tore me up. I'm not going to lie. Like, I didn't think it would do this. Obviously, we all know about the passing of Marshawn Nealon, the edge rusher for the Dallas Cowboys, second-year player, had a big night on Monday Night of Football, and then a couple days later, he, you know, took his own life or died via suicide. And Brian Schottenheimer this week, gave us some news. Actually, yesterday, gave us some news that really hit me to my core in that, in talking about Marshawn and everything, he made it known that Marshawn's girlfriend that obviously he left was also pregnant.
Yeah.
And I was like, goodness gracious, man.
It's it guts you, right? It everybody can hopefully not relate, but everybody can sympathize, with what that is. And it just guts you. His girlfriend pregnant, never going to meet his or her father. Just absolutely horrible.
Yeah, and it's weird because, like, again, in talking about, you know, the gravity of the situation, knowing that this is a dude who was, I believe, a second round pick. So he was set to make a decent amount of money, even in that rookie contract. And, you know, just made a big play on top of the world. Reminder that, you know, it doesn't matter what the circumstances look like. People are dealing with all sorts of things. So you want to make sure to be as kind as possible to everybody in any circumstance. But it did make me think, though, because there is a Marshawn Nealon Memorial Fund that's been set up for his girlfriend. I'm like, damn, he played a year and change. How much of that money did he actually get? How much of that is liquid? Like, how much of that went into training and, you know, establishing things for themselves? So, I mean, there is a question as to, like, what that stability is for that family. So, if you are so desired to, like, you know, show some level of appreciation or some level of support, go and look up the Marshawn Nealon Memorial Fund where people are giving to try and help support his girlfriend and now his soon-to-be baby that's coming on the way that I had no idea about, and it really ripped my heart out hearing about that when it happened. All right, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Appreciate you rocking with us on this Thursday. Coming up next, someone that always rocks with us on a Thursday, our weekly hit with ND Kalu. We'll do that next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.